And welcome back to another episode of The Deep Room. I'm your host, Grant Ingham. Joined alongside me is Garrett Heidkamp. Garrett, how you doing on this Sunday afternoon in February?
It's good, pretty good, and, you know, ready for spring break, ready to get a break from school and all the extracurriculars here. Nice little break at home, as I know me and Grant will be going home for the weekend, you know, spending time with our families, which is always nice to get a little break from school. But other than that, you know, finishing out the midterm strong, got a couple tests this week. And yeah, we got some sports to recap. Got to recap the honors of the men's basketball team, honors of the women's basketball team, and how the women's basketball team did in their tournament run.
Yeah, as Garrett said, we're only a week away from spring break, so exciting stuff there. And it's going to be a short show, but we're going to give you everything that happened in Beaver Sports, which wasn't a whole lot, but in terms of it was mainly focused on the women's basketball team, who had a win last Sunday against Franklin that we didn't get to go over, but we went and talked about a little bit last week. The Beavers overcome a 25% shooting display to take down the Franklin College Grizzlies 55-48 in the first round of the Heartland Conference tournament on Sunday, February 20th. Bluffton improved to 19-6, and the Beavers will now play number 6 seed Anderson University at Transylvania on Friday, February 25th in the HCAC semifinals.
Franklin led by as many as 8 points early in the third quarter before Bluffton began to slow the grind that saw the home team survive in advance. As CC Bailey laying midway through the fourth quarter and out of the game for the 10th and final time. Gillig put Beavers up with 3 free throws, and Morgan Smith banked in 1 from outside the key, making it 50-45, less than a minute to play. A Caleb Brunner triple pulled Franklin within 2 points, but Maddie Fitzpatrick split a pair of freebies, and Sammy Shardo drained both of her attempts with 18 seconds on the clock when Gillig sealed the victory with her 2 foul shots, and the crowd erupted for her career point, 1,393.
Bluffton jumped out to a quick 5-0 lead on the strength of Emma Saltzman layup and an Olivia Zender trifecta, but the offense bogged down as it took a Gillig bunny with 13 seconds on the clock to end the game at 12 apiece after the first quarter. The home team managed just 1 second quarter point from someone not named Morgan Smith as Bluffton trailed 25-19 at the break. Franklin pushed its lead to 29-21 2 minutes in the third quarter, but Bluffton was not ready to cash out on its 2021-22 season. Juniors Peyton Henry and Sammy Shardo dialed long distance, and when Zender converted a pair of free throws, the score was even at 31 with 3:37 on the clock. Fitzpatrick nodded. Knocked down a jumper, and Zender stepped outside the arc, giving the home team a 39-35 lead heading into the final stanza.
Fitzpatrick and Smith dropped deuces as Franklin tied it up with 3 minutes in the fourth quarter before Bluffton's 10-3 spurt over the final 36 sent the Beavers into the HCAC Final Four. Bluffton hit a paltry of 25% from the field, including a 22% from beyond the arc. The Beavers converted on 79% at the line. The Beavers pulled a whopping 56 rebounds, including 20 on the offensive glass, while Franklin finished with 37 boards. The home team took advantage of the 22 second-chance points. The Grizzlies also struggled to make shots, hitting just 29% from the field. Gillig put up 12 points and 15 rebounds in her 24th career double-double, with two makes at the line in the final 11 seconds. She tied with Macy Shearer at the top for Bluffton's all-time scoring list. Smith chipped in her 6th double-double with a game-high 16-10. Zender chipped in with 8 points, while Saltzman came down with 8 rebounds.
And, we congratulate Brianna Gillig with her career scoring record, tying it in the quarterfinal game. But then Friday, the Bluffton women's basketball team battled to the end, but number 6 seed Anderson won the rubber match 68-63, and with that advanced to the Heartland Conference Finals, where they will meet undefeated and number 2 ranked tournament host Transylvania on Saturday, February 26th. Bluffton saw its exceptional season come to a close with a 19-7 mark.
Although the season ended short of the HCAC championship game, records fell for Bluffton on Friday night in Lexington. Senior Brianna Gillig took sole possession of the all-time scoring mark as she finished with 426 points, moving past Macy Shearer, who went for 1,393 counters. Gillig also set a single season rebounding record with 242 boards, eclipsing Casey Rao's school mark of 232. The 242 rebounds this season pushed Gillig to the third on the career list with 755, but she was five away from Shear's 760 and 34 shy of 789 pulled down by Rachel Beening.
Bluffton led 16-14 after one quarter and pushed its lead to 37-31 at the break. Gillig led the way with 8 points in the opening stanza, and she continued her onslaught with 9 in the second. Six Beavers netted 2 points apiece in the second quarter. A 4-of-8 quarter from Gillig added up to 11 more points for the sensational senior, and it looked like Bluffton was on the verge of advancing to Saturday when the home team on the scoreboard went up 53-46 with 10 minutes to play. Anderson had other plans, however, and the Ravens used a 10-2 run to take a 56-55 lead at the 6:17 mark. Morgan Smith came up with a big bucket to put Bluffton back on top, and when Maddie Fitzpatrick knocked down a jumper with 2:46 to play, it was all knotted at 60 apiece. A Gillig bucket and a freebie was all Bluffton could manage the rest of the way, and 6 straight points by AC Player of the Year Lexi Dellinger spelled doom for the Beavers, who dropped the 68-63 decision.
Gillig led all scorers with 33 points, and she paced the Beavers for 12 boards for a 25th double-double. Kayla Pree followed with 9 markers, and Fitzpatrick added 7. Pree equaled her career best, 6 rebounds. Peyton Hendry, Olivia Zender, Pree, and Fitzpatrick handed out 3 assists on Friday night. Bluffton hit 35% from the field, including 30% from, but it would be only 30% when you take Gillig out of the equation. The Beavers were 5-23 from the distance and 85% from the line. Anderson pulled down 3 more rebounds, but the Ravens also turned it over 3 more times. The score was tied 5 times. The lead changed the hand 13 times.
The Beavers have much to celebrate following another trip to the Heartland Conference semifinals on the 4th most wins in school history. And, you know, not the way they wanted to end the year, but, you know, I think it was always about surviving in advance, and Sunday they figured out a way to get past the Grizzlies, even though they had one of their worst offensive performances of the year. And then, you know, Friday night, something this team hasn't struggled with much all year was it was always going to be Gillig's team, but it felt like they always had at least one or two other scores, and it just Friday night just didn't happen. And Gillig goes out with 33 on the night, and it was just you know, disappointing to see them not be able to have a shot at Transylvania, but, you know, another incredible year again, and we hope they can build off it. And we want to congratulate Brianna Gillig and Morgan Smith, who were both named first team all HCAC, which is an incredible accomplishment. 2 players in the top 5, according to the coaches, for best players in the conference. And Morgan Smith, even more impressively, somebody who came off the bench and still put up unreal numbers. Also getting HCAC awards were Caleb Prigge, and you know, she's got a lot to build off of. She only a freshman, and she'll be back next year. This team returns a lot of productivity this year. Going into next year, it's going to be about how you can replace Brianna Gillig. It looks like for the most part Morgan Smith's going to be doing that job. So we congratulate the Beavers on a really good season. 19 wins is nothing. I mean, 4th most wins in school history, team-wise, and it's an incredible year, and we hope they can build off it and go a little bit further next year.
Exactly. You know, I'm sure this is not where the women's team wanted to end up of the season with their with the momentum that they had going in the game, but, you know, Anderson has a very good player of the year, Lexi Dillinger. You know, she kind of carried them, and along with the other quality players, Beavers split the season series with them, so... I mean, the Ravens gave themselves the best shot, as you know, they upsetted in the first round and made it to the championship, but came a little short as Transy advanced. Transy dominated as we all expected, and they will be in the NCAA tournament. But nonetheless, you know, congratulate Smith and Gillig on their first team accomplishments, and then also Prigge for her all-freshman team. You know, this Beavers team does have a lot of experience coming back. As Grant said, a lot of experience and a lot of more a lot of capabilities to make this success next year become something that's expected from this program. In these past two seasons, we've seen this Beavers team grow, and we can only expect some more of the same success next year.
Yeah, expectations are going to be extremely high next year, as like we talked about, this team returns a lot of productivity, and Coach Shetler will be wanting to go one step further. And I'm not saying we would have had an opportunity. I mean, not saying we would have beat Transylvania, but obviously it would have been nice to say that we were a finalist. And we wish Transylvania good luck, and to represent the HCAC in the NCAA tournament, that they have every capability of going on and winning. Really, number two in America. So. We're going to move on to men's basketball, and Jameel Cosby was named first-team All-HCAC. Cosby is one of just six players from the 10 Heartland Conference team to be named first-team HCAC, and he accomplished that feat in back-to-back seasons. The four-year starter at Loveland led the HCAC with 20.6 points per game, and his 7.4 rebounds per game were seventh in the conference. Quite a feat, considering Cosby is just 6'1". He hit 39% from the field on the year, and he led the Beavers with 60 assists and 36 steals. A senior season that saw Cosby put up 453 points helped him jump all the way to 17th on the all-time scoring list, and thanks to a pair of 30-point games this season. Cosby ends his career tied for 15th all-time with 98 makes from outside the arc, and his 206 assists are 18th on the all-time assist list. So, again, congratulations to Jameel Cosby. You know, it was really his team to lead, and he did that to the best of his abilities. And, you know, been watching him play for 3 years, and he just seemed to get better and better with the more responsibility he's had in this team.
Exactly. He was definitely a bright spot for the Beavers this year, but, congratulations to him and all his accomplishments. You know, being a 1,000-point scorer is nothing to take shame of, and I'm sure he's very proud of that. And I know this program is having another 1,000-point score, and not the senior season he was hoping for as a team, but individually, you know, he performed well, conference leading scorer, and we wish him the best in his future endeavors. And congratulate him, and excited for the Beavers next season. That will be it for this episode of the Beaver Dam. We will take off next Sunday. We'll be back for we'll be home for spring break. But the show after that, we will be going through the softball and baseball team previews. So that'll be exciting. You know, always exciting there to see what these teams are capable of. And yeah, we'll be going there. They do play in Florida. Both teams played in Florida over spring break. So we'll be going, we'll be recapping some of those games and, you know, just giving them a season preview. This wraps it up for this episode of the Beaver Dam. We thank you for listening and encourage you to come back and listen to us on Sunday. Check out previous podcasts. Search, subscribe on iTunes or Google Play, the WIT 96.1 podcast at Bluffton University. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at the Beaver Dam 96.1 for more stories and information. Check out our website, BlufftonWIT.com. This has once again been Garrett Heitkamp. Joined alongside me is always the most wonderful Grant Ingham, and we thank you for listening to 96.1 The Wit.
Roll Beat.